Hi, everyone. Can you hear me? Thank you. My name is Gigi. I'm an alcoholic. I have a home group. My home group is Yawn at Candlelight on Thursdays. I do have a sponsor. My sponsor is Megan Goose, badass. My sobriety date is June 22nd of 2021. So I'm an alcoholic, and when I was out there doing alcoholic shit, I was a disaster, and I really drove my life into the ground. And for a long time, people, my family would have these, you know, please Gigi, please Gigi. Nothing worked for me. Interventions didn't work. Crashing my car didn't work. The consequences just made me hate people who gave me consequences. Nothing worked until finally I was just sick and tired of being caught. And like that kind of got me in the door is like, I had seizures because I was withdrawing, and I somehow just threw my arms up and had a doctor that said, this doesn't look very cute on you. Like, you look horrible, and it doesn't look good. And I'm like, well, I'm kind of like resigned to the fact that I have no other options. I'm homeless. I'm in New Orleans by myself. I'm only 17 years old for a lot of, like, I feel like I've been 17 years old for a long time. And finally, I got to Turning Point, and what got me to stay was AA, but just being, like, open to knowing that I don't know shit. Like, I do not know what I'm doing, and for a long time, I thought I was special. I thought AA couldn't work for me. I have an older brother who's in AA, and I was like, he's insane. Like, there's something about these people that I just don't have. I'm special, and I'm made to do drugs, and all this stuff is not going to work for me. But coming into AA, I realized, okay, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but these people kind of do. Like, I was so against the fact that these people believe in God. I'm like, that's crazy. Maybe I can do the program, but I can just kind of like bypass all that stuff because that's not something that's going to work for me. And I now love knowing that I don't know anything. Like, every day I'm like, oh my God, this woman, these alcoholics, they know how to work their lives, and my vibe check of people is so off. Like, what I want to do is probably not the right shit, and it will never work for me. Picking up the drink and, like, picking up the other stuff didn't work for me. And when I heard, as simple as it is, when I heard like one day at a time, because I'm like, how am I going to be sober when I'm 33? How am I going to be sober for my whole life? But then when I realized like I can just do it today, and maybe what I do today kind of works for me, and these people can tell me what to do, then I can do it like tomorrow too. I recently did my fifth step, and it really, before I did my fifth step, I was like, okay, like, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling fresh, like, I know what's going on, like, I'm doing my fourth step, okay, all these people wronged me, I did all this, and like, oh my God, I understand how shitty of a person I am, I can grow, and then I tell it to another person who is who's not insane, and they're like, okay, your worldview is skewed. Like, the way, I towards the end of my fifth step, I was like, if I like someone, that's probably a bad sign. If I don't like someone, it's probably, like, I was like, I got tired of even listening to my stuff. I'm like, I spot it, I got it. So, every day I'm just trying to, you know, do what people tell me to do. I used to not care about anyone, and now I'm a preschool teacher, and, like, staying outside myself and not being in my literally insane head is all that can, like, I can get through it. Is like, I called someone on the way here. I called someone I knew that recently was going through a hard time. Because being in my own head and thinking I'm the most important person in the room, and somehow what I do is going to change the trajectory of the world is insane. Like, I am just another alcoholic. And, like, I finally am kind of good with that. Like, I'm another alcoholic, and it's worked for millions of people, so I'm just going to keep doing, like, Alcoholics Anonymous, like, the steps. Like, I'm willing to, like, believe that there's something bigger than me. I'm not big at all. I'm just, like, a fucking little shithead. And I love it. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I gallop around, and I love it. It's comforting to know that, like, I don't really matter. Even though, we matter, but I'm not gonna, like, kill someone or something, so Oh my God, I have 5 minutes left? Holy shit, okay. Anyway, so, that fearless moral inventory of ourselves, that was insane, right? I feel like I'm doing stand-up, you know what I mean? It's kind of fun. So I do the steps, I turn myself over to God, and I think that when I came in, I was so scared of even, like, being happy. Like, my dreams were so, so small. I went out to dinner the other day, and I'm like, oh, I can eat nice food. Like, my dreams, I don't even know what I'll be able to do. I just hope that I do the next right thing and, like, try to help another alcoholic, which I guess is, like, I've recently only figured out that this is a spiritual awakening program. Like, I've only been out here, like, 3 days, truly. And I feel like I have God moments my whole life, and I thought that I was creating those, and I was some sort of, like, witch that was making all this stuff happen to me. So when I came in A, and they're like, okay, there's a God of your understanding, I'm like, of course there's something out there looking out for me, but I'm not the God that's creating all this. There's something else that's wants me to have a purpose in this world that's not just finagling around and being insane. I'm so grateful for this program. I cannot believe the change that it's made in my mindset, but also just how I can interact with other people and interact with my family. Like, I never thought my sister would actually respect me and actually want to, like, come to me and talk to me about her problems, because I was the main show. I was always the main problem of my family. Everyone tiptoed around me. And now I can actually be useful to the people who care about me and not resent them for caring about me. The main people I resented were people that were just trying to help me and just trying to, like, call out my bullshit. And I do not like that as an alcoholic. You're going to give me a consequence and tell me I'm doing something wrong. Well, I'm probably going to nix you out of my life. And it's exciting that now I can actually, like, not use my past experiences as weapons against myself. I can use them to help another, like, little girl who thinks that she's the shit. I can be, like, I can see it in other people now. And I can use it for good. It's like we're little superheroes, just for each other. Like, we're villains turned superheroes, and it's kind of cute. I mean, I dig it. I dig it, and I'll keep doing it. Because it's truly mind-blowing that I'm so grateful I can even be here and people are listening to me speak. And, like, to a group of alcoholics, that I am an alcoholic. It really does blow my mind. That I'm able to do service, I'm able to go into rehabs and talk to people that don't know that this program really does work. And when I came in, when I saw people with, like, 20 years, I'm like, they're lying. But, like, I can see someone with 8 months and see that they're smiling and be like, okay, maybe I can get to 8 months. Like, maybe I can do 6 months. And it's great to get outside myself and actually help people. And somehow, like, inspire the youth by being a teacher and see other little kids, like, throw tantrums and be able to be like, okay, like, I was really just, like, a kindergartner and I did not understand how to do it. Like, there's signs on the wall that's like, we value honest feedback, like, keep, like, literal AA slogans on a preschool wall, because we're all just little kindergartners trying to learn how to live life like a normal human being. So I get to be a role model every day and not even realize it. Just try to be my best self in all aspects and, like, just try to be cool. So thank you.